What do you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Pocketbook.
Okay. What does a woman wear around her wrist? It's a part of jewelry.
Well, she wears wristwatch, bag, stuff like that.
What else? Maybe a jewelry kind of thing.
Well, let's get this called a charm.
Okay. A charm what?
Charm bracelet.
That's good. Suppose there are a lot of little things that are strung together and used to go around her neck as an ornament. What are these for?
Beads.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains for some people to put up?
Umbrella.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers?
Well, some wear spindles.
Okay.
And a lot wear belts.
Okay. What is the last thing that you put on a bed? A fancy top coat, I think.
Well, if you're sleeping there, you put on a blanket.
Okay.
But if you ain't not sleeping there, you put on a spurt.
Okay. Please. At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
All right. Do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that might be twice as long as a pillow? Like a real long pillow people lean up against.
Well, they have some pillow they call a roll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that roll thing called?
Well, it's just called a roll pillow.
Okay. A cover that you might put on your bed for warmth, and that may be made of patchwork.
Well, that's called a quilt.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children especially like to sleep on?
Well, it's just a, probably a mattress. Leary down on the floor.
Okay.
And fix it up. Keep on that.
If we expect a big crop from that field, you're going to hope that the soil is going to be real. What would you say? You want it to be real rich. And you might say it's very.
I think it's very full or something. We got the fertilizer.
Okay. And once the fertilizer's been in there, we probably would say the soil is very.
Very rich.
Okay. The flat lowland along the stream overflowed in spring and plowed under, that's called?
Well, we call it, that's our rice land. We plant rice.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that the rice field or something like that.
Is there an expression like that lowland where it's just, it floods over and there's a lot of silt on it and all? And
Well, that's called a pond.
Okay. The low-lying grassland, maybe a low piece running through a field that is used for nothing but maybe raising grass and alfalfa and stuff like that. That's called a.
This is swamp lake.
Well,
a screen.
What about a large, like, plain where they're, raising stuff on?
Well, we call that a low-lying field. You see a lot of farms let this water come in there.
Mm-hmm.
This water fills the grass. And then they let it out certain times, and we put it back in there again. But most of this lowland, see, it got damaged all.
Okay.
So that's where you plant cane at.
Mm-hmm.
Rice, oats, all that grow down in your neighbor.
And what do you call all that? Is that all that's coming about?
Well, we call that, looks like up here, a lowland field.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
And then the water leaves and the grass rise.
Well, a lot of people when they plant, they drain it off.
Mm-hmm.
And when time to get the grass out, they let the water back in there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and the water kill the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let it out again.
I see. That's interesting. Suppose that this this.